This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The sentencing hearing of Larry Nassar continues today, day six, with more women and girls making victim impact statements. Listening to those survivors has been moving. It's been disturbing, and it's leading to more public outrage. Yesterday, the USA Gymnastics top board members resigned. Michigan State University President Luana Simon is being pressured to resign. And there are calls for reviews and investigations into how a sports doctor could sexually abuse girls and women for so long and no one was aware or willing to speak up. How could these adults and these institutions fail so many children? Some of this will be determined in the courts. Sports Illustrated ran a piece a few days ago looking at the legal implications. The author is SI's legal analyst, Michael McCann, and he joins us now. The first point you make is that Larry Nassar will be going to prison for a long, long time. He's already been sentenced to 60 years for possessing child pornography. His plea deal will add to that. What else will Larry Nassar face?
Well, he'll also face the potential, Lester, for additional charges. So we know that there's an investigation in Texas that could lead to new charges. The number of years that he ultimately is sentenced to could eclipse 200 years, for all we know. So this is somebody who's going to spend the rest of his natural life in prison. In addition, he faces the possibility, and most likely will at some point, be assigned civil liability for what he did. And civil liability would reflect negligent and other forms of unlawful acts that he committed. In terms of civil liability, the punishment would be some kind of monetary award. But keep in mind, this is not somebody that likely has the financial wherewithal to pay any kind of substantial financial award. He has co-defendants in those lawsuits, including, of course, Michigan State and USA Gymnastics. They would likely have to foot most of any bill.
Right. And in your four-point article, your second point is USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University face this prospect of considerable liability. Both institutions have asked the lawsuits to be dismissed. On what grounds is MSU arguing for dismissal?
So MSU argues in part an argument based on something called sovereign immunity, which is a legal principle which says the government or branches of the government or government-funded entities like public universities are exempt from being sued unless they agree to be sued. Now, that's the general principle, and it's one that is true in every state. But in Michigan, as in other states, there are a bevy of exceptions. Some of those exceptions might apply here. Certainly, the plaintiffs in that lawsuit believe they apply. But Michigan State argues that none of the exemptions clearly apply here. And they are represented by Patrick Fitzgerald, of course, who played a prominent role in the prosecution of Scooter Libby, the Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff.
Also sent two Illinois governors to jail.
And sent two Illinois governors to jail. And it is a serious lawyer. This is Michigan State went for the big gun in terms of getting a lawyer. And it makes sense because the university knows that this is a litigation that not only could lead to many millions of dollars in damages for the school, it could also potentially lead to criminal charges for individual persons at the school. We know that with the Jerry Sandusky scandal at Penn State, it eventually led prosecutors to conclude that officials at the school not only were negligent, they were actually criminally responsible because of a gross failure to report crimes. And based on some of the allegations here, Nassar could have been raping or sexually assaulting women back in the mid to late 90s. And there were complaints that, as far as we can tell, were not acted upon in appropriate ways.
The next point you make is about non-disclosure agreements. We've heard a lot about non-disclosure agreements because of the allegations of sexual assault against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. How is the topic of non-disclosure affected by this Larry Nassar case?
In that at least one person may or appears to have signed a non-disclosure agreement with USA Gymnastics, and that would be Michaela Maroney, a retired Olympian gold medalist. She signed a non-disclosure agreement that said she can't talk about what occurred and can't defame the institution in any way. She now has a lawsuit out in California arguing that that clause is non-enforceable under California law because it's silencing a known victim of the serial sexual molester. So, yeah, it's important here because non-disclosure agreements can silence those who have very valuable information to share, and that can prevent others from being victimized. Because if somebody is bound by a nondisclosure agreement and then can't talk about what occurred, that allows the perpetrator to commit the same act again against somebody else. But the flip argument is that she knowingly signed the agreement. She was paid, according to the Wall Street Journal, $1.25 million. So she has a contractual obligation. It's hard because a lot of people don't like this idea that contracts can silence victims, but generally the law enforces those contracts.
Your fourth and final point is about the NCAA and whether Michigan State will see the kind of punishment Penn State did in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky scandal. What do you think the NCAA is likely to do?
Well, I think the NCAA has to be consistent. The NCAA got involved in the Sandusky matter in a way that was unprecedented, and the NCAA Constitution does offer very sweeping language in terms of institutional control. It clearly could apply that language to Michigan State, and if it's consistent with how it treated Penn State, it would impose some type of similar punishment, whether it's probation, postseason ban. Here, maybe the more relevant punishment would be a large fine. I think the NCAA has to do something. It can't simply say, well, you know, this isn't big-time football, so it's not to the same level of concern. I mean, this is arguably much worse than the Sandusky matter. I mean, we don't know, right? Both were really awful. But this appears to have many more victims. And I think a lot of people are going to say it can't be a situation where, well, it's not college football. It's not going to be a priority for the NCAA. The NCAA, I think, has to treat this with the same level of gravity as it has treated the Penn State matter and other similar occurrences.
Michael McCann is an attorney and the Associate Dean for Academic Affairs at the University of New Hampshire School of Law. He's also legal analyst for Sports Illustrated. His recent article in SI is titled, Four Key Sports Law Implications of the Larry Nassar Scandal. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me on.